Mills Daily.
Another one?
Chris, are you ready to do your thing? Walkies?
Go on, pigs.
Easy Radio.
One, two, three.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
The one.
For the industrial revolution.
And for that, we can all be grateful.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
Go!
Today's Scott Mills Daily includes Tom Grennan joining us for a first listen back to his own live lounge. Then, listener Billy calls us, who was at school with Grennan for 3 years, so we get the real gossip. Also, I find out exactly how hard it is on Phil's Step to Everest challenge. I join him in the BT Tower and am no help whatsoever. Someone on Bangers doesn't know what show they've called. And another excellent Ho game. Tom Grennan, I appreciate an artist that really dresses up in a suit for the live lounge like it's a special occasion.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah. It's like, it's one of the biggest occasions going for me anyway.
Who are you wearing?
Who am I wearing?
That's what they ask at the Oscars.
Yeah. I don't know where they've got this suit.
Oh, hang on.
Hugo Boss, actually.
It's a Hugo Boss, but then with a kind of... A vest that may actually...
I wouldn't put like a school shirt underneath, no way.
No?
No.
But it's a vest that, like, Sam Smith may have been wearing of late. It's not their one, but it's similar to, you know, the Sam Smith vibe at the moment.
Yeah, of
course. It's all about the vests.
I've always been on a vest since I've been young.
I know, but it's like smart on the outside, take off the jacket, and then vest!
There's the hair.
There's
the chest hair.
How was it?
It was very good, man.
Yeah? Did you love it?
Yeah, I loved it, man. It was good.
In 10 minutes, we're going to review your own live lounge.
I know, I've heard. Oh. Yeah.
Various people hate this. Becky Hill was like, I don't want to, because if you're an artist that's any good, you're going to be your worst critic.
Yeah. I never really listened back, so this is the first time I've probably done it.
Oh, okay. Sorry to put you through this stress just after the live lounge.
No, don't worry. I'm looking forward to it.
We'll do it in 10 minutes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1.
Tom Grennan's with us. Hi.
Hello, mate.
I'm seeing on your social media that you're getting into the fitness.
Yeah, I'm trying to. CrossFit.
The worst.
But
look at me. I literally climbed not many steps up BT Tower earlier for sport relief to help fill out. I'm a sweaty mess. So what sport this on? You just kind of like just get fitter? Or?
Yeah, I think just because I can kind of slide into like deep holes of like depression.
Yeah.
That sounds really weird.
No, but it does help.
Yeah, it does help. And like I can... And like this fitness is just for me is the one that helps me... Like, take my mind out of everything. And, yeah.
I know it's such a cliche, so, exercise really helps, but no.
It actually does. Yeah.
It just gives you, like, positive.
When you've hit that, like, that was yesterday, basically, I was in there, and I've tasted, like, metallically, kind of, I was about to be sick kind of vibe.
You're going in that hard.
Yeah. And it's a horrible feeling, but it feels like you are completely, like, so high, it's mad.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And like maybe 20, like horrible feeling sick, 20, 30 minutes afterwards, you're flying for the rest of the day.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, man, it's amazing. Right.
Tom Grennan's Live Lounge. I hate to make you listen to yourself back, Tom, but I'm going to.
It's a good idea, though. I like it.
Yeah. So I like it when the artist, like, you know, provides the review, because you obviously get loads of text messages going, that was amazing, that was brilliant, but I want to hear it from your perspective.
Cool.
So just listen and say what you hear.
Cool.
All right, here we go. Tom Grennan, Live Lounge, Radio 1.
See, the drums there sound Adam Gamage on drums.
My heart goes up, my heart goes down.
Here he is.
We fall in love.
Here he is.
And we fall back out.
The girls are coming in now in a minute, yeah, they sound amazing. Ready?
I'm ready.
They sound weak.
You'll never stop this place.
See, that's a high note to hit there. But I thought I did alright there, actually.
Right. Yeah.
Well, who am I to say?
I'm all right, you know. Yes. Come on, Tommy. Bit of gospel.
Tell me to stop, but I keep on.
Oi, oi.
You'll never stop this play. I will never let
off the mic.
I'm no recording artist, but I'm telling you, I would be happy with that.
I'm pretty happy with that.
Should be.
I hope Celeste is happy with that too.
Yeah. It had everything. It had Celeste, it had Pharrell.
Yeah.
It had gospel.
Yeah.
It had strings.
Yeah.
Live Lounge, tick.
Live Lounge, done. Tick. Got the T-shirt.
Well, you... obviously, this is just a Live Lounge review, but you're one of my favourite artists right now. And
really?
That's no lie. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
I've admired you from afar. Sometimes I've seen you and be like, all right, Tom. But
nah,
I don't really
never,
know you.
Never. Yeah, this is the first time I've met you.
Right.
I actually watched you at Robbie Williams... DJing. And
you?
I actually messaged you saying,
were you there?
Yo, I'm here.
Well, that's embarrassing.
I'm watching you with my mum, and you never replied.
Did you message me on Insta?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I didn't look at that.
No, of course you didn't.
Right.
it was good, though. Smashed it.
I loved it. Right.
Yeah, it was good.
I love that you took your mum to Robbie.
Yeah, of course.
That's so good. Right, listen, in a few weeks, will you come and just hang out with us on the show?
I would love to.
Right. It's a date. Let's do it.
Yes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So Tom Grennan has left the building. So let's get what he was really like at school. Hey, Billy.
Hello, mate.
I love this. Right, so you obviously listened to radio today and you're like, oh, Tom Grennan, brilliant Live Lounge, but I used to go to school with him. And then you text me and then here we are.
Yep.
Here we are
now.
Right, so how long were you at school with him for?
3 years, so last few years of high school.
Okay. And you remember being stuck in PE with him?
Yeah, usually we switch classes like every year, but I was stuck with him for 3 years.
Okay.
PE classes, yeah.
What was he like at school?
He was very loud back then.
Yeah.
Very popular. So it's kind of weird to see him now because he was very good at football, but now we didn't see any of the music stuff back then. So it's quite interesting to see the transition.
All right, interesting. So like you obviously been following him and being like, oh, that's the kid I was in PE with. But then the music side didn't show at all at the time.
No, there was no signs of it. It was literally for him, it was just football, football, football. And obviously the girls as well.
Yeah, yeah. And you say he was popular at school, like one of the most popular kids?
I would say so, yeah.
Why was
definitely.
That?
Definitely. There was just a character about him. He was, you always knew if he was in the room, if you were in the class with him. There was always banter. So yeah, you can always hear him.
Yeah. Same as now. Now, this does sound like Tom is no longer with us and has passed. He's very much alive. It's just that it did sound a bit like he was great. And what were the girls saying?
I seem to remember one girl that he was very interested in, and I remember him being very happy when he got with her.
Yeah.
So I didn't keep up with that as to how far that went or what happened.
This is I'm really liking this. It's like a pop star school report. Well, you at school with a pop star, and can you report what they were like? Let me know on 81199. Billy, this is all good knowledge. I mean, it doesn't sound like Tom's changed that much.
No, I hope not.
No.
It's kind of weird that, you know, he says that he's now going through depression and that, but it didn't seem like it before. So it goes to show that no matter how popular you are or how loud you are, how happy you seemed back then in school.
Exactly.
Obviously, everyone's got their own demons behind closed doors.
Exactly.
So I hope the best for him. So I'm glad that he's found happiness in something else now, even though it's not football.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you cannot see it, you know, a lot of the time. I like it that you put on your message he was a proper baller.
Yeah, well, footballer.
All right, I got you. Right, thanks for the Tom Grennan school report.
No problem, thank
you
very
much. Do you feel like you grassed him up now?
He'll know my proper name, not he'll don't know me as Billy.
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Thursday, which means it's time to have another bash at the Ho game. Many things have been forgotten about or banished to the past. Like a TV show, a song, a hobby, a phrase, a fad, a band, an item of clothing, a shop. Everything that you've not heard about for a while deserves to be heard. And that's what we do. Me and Chris versus a bunch of Radio 1 listeners on the phone go around and around until we can think of no more who's or until the dreaded timer appears. Let's play. Hi, Chris Stark.
Hello.
I should explain, today is Chris Stark's birthday. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Many of us work on our birthdays, but Chris just isn't that guy. I'm okay with that, though, because he realises that he still does have a responsibility to the show. So we'll be joining us from where?
That's a lie. That, what I'm saying is I haven't taken the show off for my birthday. It's just a massive, massive coincidence. And I mean that honestly. I've taken the day off for something else, but it happens to also be my birthday. I mean that. That's the truth.
Yeah, I'm not denying that.
Yeah, but you're making it sound like it's my birthday, and because I do what I want, that I'll just take the show off, which isn't, that's the truth of it. I'm away on some special business.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was just because your birthday you took it off.
No, definitely not.
What's more important, though, your birthday or this show?
It's a fair point, but the point is I'm calling in now to take part in the Who game, as
Thanks.
Requested.
All right, so from now on, you'll be known as Chris on line 4 from Watford, OK? All right, let's start with line 1. Who's that?
Hi, my name's Mahir and I'm in York.
Yes, Mahir, what have you got for me?
Fidget spinners, ho.
Line 2, who's that?
It's Ben here from Colchester.
Ben, I know you're very excited to be on the Who game. Go for it.
Poke Wars on Facebook. Hey!
Strong start, Ben. Who have we got on line 3?
Hey, it's Maya from Essex.
Yes, Maya. Line 4, who's that?
Hello, it's Chris from Watford.
Yes?
Abby Titmus.
She was everywhere and then suddenly not. OK, my turn. Popping down the shops to pick up some toilet roll. Back to you, Mahir, York, what have you got?
The Mannequin Challenge.
Ben, what have you got?
Half-time oranges during a football match.
Hey! Yeah, what happened to the oranges at half-time? Gone? Gone. Maya?
Burning CDs.
Line 4, Chris, Watford.
High-low, trickle-low, trickle-low, high-low, high-low, trickle-low, trickle-low, high.
That's a great one. With the hands. The Scott Mills Daily. It's the Who game on BBC Radio 1. You can hear what you want. If you want to take part in this in future weeks, let me know on 81199. Maybe you got some banked up. OK, my turn. Umbongo.
Way down deep in the middle of the Congo, a hippo took an apricot, a guava, and a mango. He stuck it with the others and he danced a pretty tango. The rhino said, I know, we'll call it Umbongo.
As if they ever drank it in the Congo. I bet if you went to the Congo now, they've never heard of it. Line 1, Mahir, go.
When KFC ran out of chicken,
They did. Ben.
The Wild Thornberrys.
Was that a cartoon?
Yes, yeah, it was.
You remember what it was about?
I think it was a family that lived in the jungle and they had a pet monkey.
Sounds great. Maya!
Dinosaur nuggets.
When did you last have dinosaur nuggets, Maya?
When I was at 4?
Yeah. Nuggets, but in the shape of a dinosaur. I might go and panic buy some now. Chris, in Watford, yes?
News of the world.
No, can't hear you. Use your phone properly, please.
News of... Hello. Can you hear me now?
Yes, caller.
News of the world.
Hello! Oh, right, OK, there goes the timer. Quick. Ugly Betty. Was this the theme? I've watched all of the series. I don't remember this being the theme at all. With America Ferreira. Line 1, Mahir.
The Mayan calendar predicting that the world would end in 2012.
Ben.
The bleep test.
Maya.
Prank calling someone you fancy.
Chris.
Funny flutters.
And that's it. We are out of time. Once again, my thanks go to the players of the Who game. Mahir, Ben, Maya and Chris. Thanks, guys.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
by Chris from Watford.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Join me here as I'm really enjoying my hand sanitizer, guys. Every last drop. 50ml, tiny one. Spotted them at the till in my local shop earlier. And then the lady puts into the till £5.99!
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hope no one's cashing in on this. Hi, Nadia.
Hi, Chris.
Scott.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I mean,
it's fine,
Nadia.
I was told that three times in the call. I do apologise.
Yeah, all right.
Hello.
Yeah. So Chris is off today, so it's just me.
Right. They told me it was, yeah, okay. That's cool. Well, very nice to be on. Very nice.
No worries. And if you need any wild expensive hand sanitizer, then I'm your man. Right, what
are you
doing?
Cry.
Yeah, I know. To be fair, I didn't know how much it was until she put it in the till. I was like, sure, that seems reasonable. So you're from Scunthorpe.
I am, yes.
And what are you doing today?
I'm on the school run at the moment, just parked up, ready to pick up the little one.
Okay. I know you normally go for Chris on bangers. That's why you said his name.
I think that's because I was saying to myself, don't get this wrong, and obviously that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, but here's the thing. When he's not here, you don't get to know whose banger is which, right? So it's you're in the dark about this, all right? So I'm going to play two choices. You won't find out whose is whose until you choose. Here we go.
Okay.
So this is choice one on bangers. Do you want to hear My Boo by Usher?
I'm not feeling this. I will not lie to you, Chris. I'm not feeling this.
Scott. So it's Scott Mills.
It's Scott Mills on Radio 1.
Right, is this a setup? Is it though?
No, I know it's you, Scott.
Has Chris told you to do this? Is he with you
I'm
now?
I'm afraid not. He's not with me. He's not with me now.
This is
a real wild up now.
All
okay,
right.
Next one.
Okay, Tracy, here's the next one then. I feel so close to you right now. Come on. Choice two is Calvin Harris, Feel So Close. So what are you going for, Helen?
Well, Barry, I'm going to take Calvin. I'm going to take Calvin today.
Good, because that's my choice.
I feel so close to you right now. It's a force field. I wear my heart up on my sleeve like a big deal. Your love bars down on me, surround me like a waterfall.
One Extra Talks. It's about real life stories.
It happened to me at that moment in time.
Yeah. Your life and the issues we all go through.
I didn't see any black boys that looked like me.
Topical stuff that affects us all. The place where we get open and honest.
Why are you dating? What? It's just common sense, no?
Covering topics like body image, being gay and black, hustle culture, relationships, your health and much, much more.
They just think there's only one of us when there's like thousands of us.
We get past all the taboos so we can get to the heart of the subject.
One Extra Talks. With Rhys Parkinson.
Download and subscribe now at BBC Sounds.
So, as you know, Phil, our listener from Staffordshire, got in touch with us. He's always wanted to climb Mount Everest. And we are helping him climb all 8,848 metres of Everest and giving him 5 days to do it in, using only stairs. I went to, try and help earlier and give him a bit of support. Let me tell you, and I'm not just saying this, it is horrendous what he is doing. Absolutely disgusting. Because it's not like just walking or running in a straight line. Like, you're climbing and climbing and climbing. He's at the BT Tower in London today, and it's all kinds of awful. And I didn't even go up one flight. He's probably got to do about 16 today. It's hideous. But he's doing it to raise money for Sport Relief. And I would really like you to pick up your phone now. I'm going to do it again now. Please pick up your phone. If you go to the message bit, new message. Come on, do it with me. New message, and then 70205. Just type in 70205 and then please text the word climb, which Phil is doing a lot. Climb, C-L-I-M-B, and then ping it across to 70205. That'll cost you £5. Plus your standard network message charge. 100% of your donation will go to Sport Relief. You've got to be 16 or over. Please, please ask the bill payer's permission, but please do pick up the phone. Don't do it later, because you'll forget. Do it now. Thank you. Full terms and conditions and more info, or to donate any amount, go to Radio 1 Online. Thank you to Dan in Portsmouth, who went online and has just sent £100. That's so, so incredibly generous of you. Thank you. Chris, Lancashire, what made you text climb to 70205?
Well, it's listening to like how hard he's like struggling with it, and of course he's missing his family as well and all his friends, and he's doing this great challenge. And I mean, like, so like 5 years ago, I was suffering from depression really badly, and I could probably count on one hand the things that have kept me going. And I just feel that I'm sort of, I went through such a bad time myself, and he's now going through a bad time, that I feel like I'm helping, and I want to help him, because like yourself are one of the people that just listen to you on the radio every day. It makes me smile, it makes me good, feel good inside, and now I sort of want to help him like push on, and he's so great what he's doing. I'm so inspired by him.
And you know as well, Chris, like a share of the money, it will go to helping, you know, people with mental health issues and problems.
Yeah. I watch the shows every year, and like the Comic Relief ones, and of course the Sport Relief, and just seeing the different things, not just in this country, but around the world, that it helps. It's just so great. And in a way, me just sending that little bit of money, it's helping people all around the world, as well as this country. And through those hard times, like I was suffering as well, it's great, and what he's doing is beyond believable. It's just incredible. I just want to thank him personally for just making me feel inspired and feel good about essentially him going through a really bad time, but for he's doing it for such the right reasons.
Just to give you an idea of where that money's going. So I'm asking people to, if they can, it's very generous if you can, to text the word climb to 70205. That sends £5 directly to Sport Relief. Think about this. £10, so that's two texts, could fund what may be a potentially life-saving call for a young man at risk of suicide in the UK.
Yeah, that brings it home to me. I've used those services, and they are such a great help. So to think that my text is funding half of that, it really brings home to me. It's really sorry. It really brings it home. It really just it just makes me feel a whole lot better.
Yeah. Did you call services like these before, did you?
I did. I have used services like that before when I was really struggling.
Yeah.
And I know that the help and that the people on the other end of the line are just, they're just so caring.
And I think sometimes you want to talk to, it's good talking to friends and family or whatever, but also sometimes probably helps to talk to someone that you don't know, that's out of the situation completely.
Yeah, it does help. Personally, no, it does help. For services like that, I probably wouldn't be talking to you right now. That's the truth of it.
Chris, I really appreciate your honesty and on this call, and I'm hoping, and I know it will inspire a lot of people to get their phone out now and text. Yeah. So I really appreciate you getting in touch, all right?
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you for your kind words about Phil. I know he'll be listening to this now and be like, wow.
I'm glad. Keep going, Phil. You're doing really well.
Thanks, Chris. We should also say, you know, it's not just mental health that Sport Relief helps. It can be people without shelter to get to a safe place to be, whether it's helping someone escape from a bad situation like domestic abuse and they feel they can't go anywhere, whether it's helping an army veteran with PTSD. The impact of the money will help so much. If you'd like to support Phil's efforts, this is the final push. please make a donation to Sport Relief. You can donate £5 by texting the word CLIMB to 70205. That's CLIMB to 70205. It will cost you £5 plus your standard network message charge. 100% of your donation will go to Sport Relief. And like I said, the impact of that money will help someone somewhere. You'll be changing someone's life. You must be 16 or over. Please ask the bill payer's permission. Full terms, more information, or to donate any amount you'd like to or can, please go to Radio 1 Online.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello again.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Yes, I'm probably better than you.
I'm doing all right, you know. I've been back on the physio table. He's trying to patch up my knee in some way. But it's all good. We're getting down these metres bit by bit.
I'm not sure that I've met a person as positive as you while going through something so horrible for some time. You're like, no, I'm still fine. You really are.
I try. I want to be positive. I want to be positive.
Now, we've had a lot of people messaging in, both to 70205, but also to the Radio 1 number, saying that they've donated, like Julia in Liverpool, thank you. Matthew from Ebervale. We've got Greg, who listens all day in his car. He just drives around for work and has been listening and following every step of what you've been up to, literally every step. He's in Doncaster. He's donated as well. Thank you. Sarah says, listening to your last caller made me well up a bit. I'm a trained mental health first aider providing support for my workplace and the people that are suffering from mental ill health. So, of course, I had to donate again. Sarah, thank you. I don't know if you heard the call a while back, about 15 minutes ago. Did you hear it, Phil?
Yeah, I did. I was on the physio table and I was listening and I just had to stop for a minute and listen because it was just incredible, incredible. It's hard to explain. When you hear someone like Chris telling how he is personally benefited, it just makes it all so worthwhile. So I've got to thank Chris because his words, you know, he's thanking me for kind of encouraging him. I want to thank him for encouraging me and knowing that it's benefiting him and people like him, then that's just going to push me on. So I really, you know, that was so touching and it brought tears to my eyes on the physio table for all the right reasons.
Well, you're doing amazing and just keep going, please keep going.
Thank you,
Scott.
You're doing
such an amazing thing.
Radio 1's
Step to Everest.
Right, so video's just gone up on Radio 1 socials. I only climbed half the BT Tower with Phil earlier to see how tough it is. Phil's doing it 16 times today, which is ridiculous. I couldn't cope with half. Phil.
Yes.
You need to see this video. I look pathetic in comparison.
Mate, I thought you did a good job. You know, on that, the half that you did, it was a good half.
Yeah, thanks, Scott, for helping me with half.
Yeah.
Half of 16. But I just wanted to come down and do, you know, a little bit of support, give you a hug.
I appreciate
all that.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So do you want to hear me after 100 steps, okay?
Ready.
We recorded this earlier. Okay, so here's me after just 100. Okay, I'm holding onto the handrail now. So,
I don't know if you want to ignore these numbers or keep watching.
I'd rather not see the numbers on the thing, thanks. There's numbers on the wall. Kind of makes it worse. Yeah, I started to not look at the numbers, Phil. That wasn't for me.
Yeah, it can be a bit depressing.
Here's me still trying to make conversation after 200 steps.
Someone tweeted me earlier going, I've donated my £5 because she climbed to floor 9 of the Premier Inn where she was staying last week and thought she might die. So she kind of gets how you're feeling.
Yeah, okay. And now, right, let's move to 16 floors up. About 16 floors up now.
God, I'm sweating like mad. I'm missing a bank. Yep.
See, I don't think the people that I'm with, or we were with at the time, Phil, fully appreciated that joke. Sweating like Matt Edmondson in a bank, that's because Matt, of course, is famously tight. But I don't think the joke landed. I wanted people to enjoy it more than they did, anyway.
Yeah, no, it's all right. I think perhaps people think Matt Edmondson's more generous than he is.
He's not. But
no.
No, he would donate to this, but, yeah, he wouldn't buy it. Would you buy your drink in a pub? No. right, so this is about halfway, and I realised that after a while of doing this, it's so horrendous, you end up not talking.
Okay.
We talk a lot less the closer we get to
the top. Yeah, conversation's dried up now. There's me chatting away.
I started off all like chatting and I was like, actually, let's just concentrate on breathing, shall we? This just shows you like what you're doing is it's mad. And now let's go to 22 floors up.
Mate, I get it.
Yeah,
I get it.
Thank me, I appreciate it. I'm glad.
Keep going.
Yeah,
I'm glad you can see. Right. Yeah, I can see. Right. Good luck.
Amazing. Keep going, mate.
Good to see you, man.
Thank you so much.
Ridiculous.
Is that where you tapped out, level 22?
I was like, yeah, bye, I'm getting the lift back down.
Yeah.
You didn't have that you didn't have that privilege. Oh, man. Scott Mills. Josie, I know you've just donated £5. Thanks for that. What made you pick up the phone and donate? I know there's quite a personal reason behind it, isn't there?
Well, today I've gone to my university counselling service and signed up to get some help with the final year of my studies.
Okay, and why did you feel that you needed to do that?
I'm feeling a bit lost or numb sometimes or overly emotional sometimes and feel like my head's on a roller coaster and it couldn't quite get off. So I need some help to straighten it out.
You see, this money that we are raising for Sport Relief could help someone like you who's just feeling a bit all over the place at the moment, let's be honest.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, it's really, really amazing.
I've had this as well. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. Sometimes I've had that feeling where it's just all... I don't know, it just feels a bit much, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely gotten the best of me for probably what I can say is probably the best part of the last year, but taking some steps now has helped me see the light at the end of the tunnel a little bit and hopefully get me through my studies. I'm really lucky to have emotional support at home as well. So
you are, yeah?
Very lucky, yeah.
Thank you so much for donating your £5 to Sport Relief. I know from personal experience that even admitting that you need to, maybe go and see somebody is the first step, and that's what you've done today.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. That's really appreciated. Thank you.
Well, thank you for your £5. I know Phil's listening now, and he's going to, once again, be overwhelmed. Thank you so much for your call and your donation, and really, that's why it's important, stories like yours, because this money will be going to help services like the ones you're seeking at the moment.
Yeah, and that'd be great, and just the amount of help that does need to be out there, and the light that needs to be shone on mental health services is a big deal.
Well, listen, I hope what you're going to do helps, and thanks so much for the call.
No, thank you, Scott. Thanks a lot. You're doing an amazing job, and so is Phil. Go, Phil.
Thank you. The thing is, services like the one that Josie is about to go to, they need money so that they can still be there for people when times are hard. Like, without the cash, they can't survive. So that's why this is important. Phil is still climbing all of those stairs and he's doing it for Sport Relief, to help people like Josie and probably someone that you know. Please text the word climb to 70205. That will donate £5 instantly just by sending a text message. It'll cost a fiver, plus your standard network message charge. And all of your money, I promise you, 100% of it goes to Sport Relief. You need to be 16 or over to do this. Please ask the permission of the bill payer. All the info you need and all the full terms, or to donate any amount you'd like, you'll find it at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Please, if you can afford it, pick up the phone just once and text the word climb to 70205 and you'll be doing a good thing. Scott Mills. The Weeknd is still number one. Can that change? Find out tomorrow with me on the official chart from 4. I'm also joined by St. John, who has a top 5 hit right now with Roses. That could also be number one. Tomorrow from 4 on Radio 1.